I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, hello, ladies. How you doing? Jane, we've got Alice and Benjamin here, who's taking us on a bee safari.
Hello.
Hi.
We're sorry about this, Alice. Jane's a bit sad because she just finished on Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, maybe I can cheer you up with all my lovely bees.
Hooray!
I'm already cheered up.
Long hot days in the shade of some big old tree, making daisy chains and watching all the honeybees.
So me and Jane are on the allotment today.
Alison is here.
Alison, hello. It's Alison Benjamin from Urban Bees.
Hello. Hi, Esther and Jane. It's nice to be with you again.
Yeah, because last time, of course, you were down the line with us, weren't you?
Yes.
Can you tell us who you are, Alison?
So I am a author, a journalist and a bee enthusiast and expert, maybe. I like teaching people about all the different types of bees, not just the honeybees, but all the wild bees, so the bumblebees and the solitary bees. Mm. So one of the things I do is produce a monthly Bees to See guide that goes out on social media, and it helps people, if they're looking in the garden or in the park, to see different sort of bees they might see out and about.
Also, Alison is married to Brian from Urban Bees, who's taken away our naughty borstal bees.
Oh!
How are the borstal bees? Are they doing okay?
I think they're all right, yeah. They're enjoying their new home.
They talk like that, the borstal bees.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Well, they're in Regent's Park now, so they've got a bit of...
Oh, they're in Regent's Park now.
Yes.
They've got to step up a bit now.
Exactly.
In Regent's Park. Maybe that'll give them a bit of, you know...
Have they done some national service?
They are. They're doing the national service in Regent's Park. So, Alison, what do you think today, then? What should we look out for?
Well, we've got the bees to see in July, which are some of the more interesting bees that you can see at this time of year. But we might also see some of the big bees, like...
The big five.
The big five, like the buff-tailed bumblebee one, the one that everyone thinks of when they think of a bumblebee.
Right.
What, the fuzzy-wuzzy bee?
Yeah, that's right.
Fuzzy-wuzzy. If it was the big five, the real safari, what would that one be?
Oh, I think that would have to be... The elephant.
It would be the elephant, all right.
And who would be the giraffe?
That's not the big five. That's not one of the big five.
Oh, okay then. What's the big five
The
then?
Big five are ones that they used to hunt.
Mm. Oh, like the rhinoceros.
Yes.
Rhinoceros and the lion and
the tiger.
The wrong country, that's Asia.
Alligator?
Nope.
Golden eagle?
Nope. Sydney.
Buffalo?
Is it? Is that one of the big five? Buffalo, well done you. The leopard? Is the fifth.
Very good, Jane. You are a true expert.
So in bumblebee and solitary bee terms, we've got the buff-tailed bumblebee is the elephant.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one. What's the next biggest after an elephant? A buffalo?
Yeah, or the rhino.
Okay, let's go for the rhino. Let's say the red-tailed is the rhino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we've got the common carder bee, which is quite a small... brownish type of bee.
So that's a leopard.
Yeah, okay, let's go for the leopard. And it's quite quick.
Yes.
That works, doesn't it, for the leopard. The lion. Should we have the wool carder bee as the lion? Mm. It's quite a chunky, chunky bee.
Yeah.
And then number five, we have to have the hairy-footed flower bee. We can't leave that one out, can we?
That's the buffalo.
Yeah.
But we might not see that because I haven't seen many of those
lately. The problem with the hairy-footed flower bee is that she only lives for a few weeks at the beginning of the summer. Mm. So we're not going to see her today, which is a shame. Mm. But we might see her cousin, the green-eyed flower bee. instead.
I want to see the green-eyed one. I want to see that big green eye.
So we could go to Bruno's and we could go round to Lynn's because she's got some very nice flowering asparagus.
Ooh.
And then we'll come back here and have a bit of cake.
We could play Bee Bingo as well when we go round.
Oh, we've got pens, Esther.
Oh,
look.
Bee Bingo. Go. She's got a hangover from the last night of Bumble Skillskin. Bumble Stiltskin.
I like him being called Bumble Stiltskin.
That's your new name, Bumble Stiltskin. Come on then, Bumble. Let's go.
Come back. Am I all right in my bare feet?
Yeah.
We'll wrap some bull wrap round. Mm. You all right, Alison? You haven't got any socks
on. I know.
You might have to have a bit of...
We're both sockless. I hope there's no nettles.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be fine. Look at all those bee-friendly flowers. It's just incredible. You've got foxgloves and dahlias and lupins and cornflowers and delphiniums. It's bee paradise here, isn't it?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is it bee heaven here?
Yeah.
It is beautiful, the way the foxgloves have all seeded and there's just the little clumps on the top. They're almost like little sort of hats, aren't they?
Yeah. So I wonder if we see any... There's another bumblebee. It's not on our list, but it's called the garden bumblebee, which likes the foxgloves because it's got a long tongue. Mm. Can get right
down, in there.
Right in there, yeah.
So you want to stick your tongue in there, Jane?
Mm.
It is poisonous.
Mm. It's the digitalis.
It is.
Oh, look. Huge bumblebee there.
Wow.
Look at that. It's going right in.
Oh, her.
Her,
sorry. Yeah. Except him.
But what's that one then?
That will be a garden bumblebee because it's gone right in the...
Look at it.
Right into
so
the fox
good.
Club, and it's collecting the nectar and it's going to pollinate.
It. That's a whopper.
Yeah.
That's got a big
She's
bumbus,
huge.
Hasn't it?
Mm.
It's a big bumbus.
So yeah. What's this one?
So this is the garden bumblebee.
The garden bumblebee.
It's not actually on our list.
Hey!
It's...
So who does the garden bumblebee live with?
It's a social bumblebee, so it lives with its sisters,
with Boris Johnson.
Sisters and brothers, and its queen bee.
It doesn't live with Boris Johnson.
It does live with Boris Johnson.
Why would it live with Boris Johnson?
Because it's common knowledge that the garden bumblebee lives with Boris Johnson.
That's enough of that.
No, it doesn't, Jane. And I love these cornflowers.
They're lovely.
They're stunning, aren't they?
There's a bumblebee on there.
Ooh.
Can you see it?
No.
Is it taking a rest?
Oh.
Oh, yes. Just right in there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that looks like a buff-tailed from here.
It's taking a rest.
If it's been out all day collecting nectar and pollen, it's going to be tired.
Tired. And do get tired then?
Yeah, and it's quite hot today and they've got that thick coat.
So what, do they take a rest on a flower then?
Yeah.
Oh, what, they
can do.
Sit down amongst
Yeah, and sometimes they preen themselves. Sometimes you see them doing...
Do they sweat?
No.
What,
I don't
so
think they've got
of,
any sweat glands.
They've got a little bee comb and they're sort of combing their pelts.
Yeah, I think maybe sometimes they're collecting the pollen that's got onto their face.
Oh, getting a good picture. I want one.
So what I want to know, Alison, is that when you say it's stopping for a rest, why doesn't it go home for a rest?
Because its home might be quite a long way away.
Oh.
And it still needs to collect quite a lot of nectar and pollen. So it's just having a breather, and then it will start collecting the nectar and pollen again.
Because sometimes I've seen, like, a little bee that's sort of asleep on a flower, and I think, you know, is it dead or is it just having a rest?
Sometimes they're just having a rest. Sometimes they're exhausted and they need to have another drink of nectar to get the energy.
Mm.
You know, like we've just had some lovely elderflower cordial.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like that. They need a bit of sugar to keep them going. So it's... having a rest, and then it will take some nectar from the cornflowers.
Oh, look, there's some
bees on those. Are they little poppies?
Ooh, that's a big one.
Oh, there's quite a few. Look,
yeah,
what's that?
I know. Once you stop and look,
so
actually,
many.
There's more than you think.
So many. Do they like catmint?
Yeah, they love catmint.
Do they?
Yeah. I've had to dig mine up from the garden, though, because the cats have been coming in and rolling around in it.
Why do they like it?
Oh, sorry.
Because it's called catmint, and it's got this, like, drug.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
for cats?
Yeah, it's a drug for cats.
Oh, so it's a bit hallucinogenic.
Yeah.
Is it?
Claire,
yeah.
Look at those two fighting.
Fighting?
Mating. Look.
Oh.
What's that buzzing around?
If they're fighting, they might be wool carder bees, because wool carder bees, the males, are very territorial.
Oh. Look.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's definitely a wool carder bee. The males are very territorial on a patch of flowers. They want to keep that patch of flowers just for themselves, so when the females arrive, they can mate with the females.
Ooh.
So if any other bee, not just a other male wool carder bee, but any other type, species of bee arrives on that patch of flowers, they chase them. And they don't just chase them, they've got these spikes under their abdomen. So they're actually kind of fight them with these spikes. And they can kill.
Do you think they kill them, or do you think they stab them in the stomach and then they have to go home and they're all covered in blood?
I've heard that they can kill them.
Oh, God.
I know. Nature
it's hard
for
out
you.
There in the garden. Life is a war zone. Mm. This flower, you don't think these flower beds are a war zone, but they are.
Look at this one.
Oh, let's have a look.
Oh, that might be pollen. It's got pollen on its face. And that makes it look white. Yeah, sometimes they come out and they're completely cloaked with pollen and you can't tell what kind of bee it is. Like that one.
Gosh,
there.
It's got its proboscis right out.
Yeah,
that one,
it's,
isn't it?
Yeah, its tongue, its proboscis, yeah.
Who are you, little beauty?
Bruno comes, you'll have to get off that patch of soil.
I'm on a piece of wood.
I think it's a white-tailed bumblebee, a male one.
Very nice.
Because the males are out at this time of year.
Oh.
Because what happens is the queen in the spring, she's already mated and she looks for a nest. And then she lays lots of eggs and they're workers.
Yeah.
Because she needs workers to go out and collect all the nectar and pollen. And the workers are the females. Mm-hmm. And it's not until this time of year that the colony needs males, because the males, their only job is to mate with new virgin queens that next year are going to create a new colony.
Oh.
So you don't get the male bumblebees until now.
Oh, God, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think they're ones that you see resting a lot.
Yeah.
Because they're quite lazy, the males.
Of course they are.
Yeah, they don't really do very much.
Bruno's not lazy. He's not a lazy male doing all the
No, that's very true.
There's a honeybee on that foxglove, and it's not actually going inside. Yeah, look, it's going to the top.
So it's nectar robbing. So the honeybee looks like it's looking for a hole at the base of the foxglove. Because lots of bees with shorter tongues, they nectar rob, which means they make a hole or they use a hole that another bee's already made in the base of the foxglove. And then they put their tongue in and they get the nectar out that way. But that means they're not actually getting into the flower.
Mm.
So they're not pollinating. So they don't collect any pollen. So they're not taking pollen from one flower to the next. So it's a real problem for the flowers themselves.
So that honeybee is actually going to the bit of the foxglove where the petals have fallen off and it's just going directly in there.
Well, it's only got a short proboscis. Yeah. So it can't really get right into
it. Jane, have you got a short proboscis or a long one? Short.
Well, Esther, I don't know if you remember, but last time I was on the show, I mentioned that if you were any type of bee, that you would be a wool carder bee.
Yeah.
And the wool carder bees have got quite long tongues.
Mm.
But the reason I thought you'd be a wool carder bee is because they furnish their nests with this soft, downy material from the lamb's ear. And they're very house proud.
Jane's laughing at me.
They make it all cosy.
Yeah.
And I thought you make your house really nice
and
cosy.
Yeah, you do. Nice cosy blanket. I'm obsessed with blankets.
So I think you'd be a wool carder.
Well, I'll get you a blanket with a bee on it.
Oh, not with a bee on. I can't stop getting blankets. I just like to sit there at night and I've got a
little get really cold.
Well, I just like to cosy up with a blanket and feel snuggly.
I've got short tongue.
Come on, short tongue. Let's go to Lynn's. You're right, Bumble Skilt Skin.
Yes, I'm cheering up.
She's cheered up now with all these flowers.
So are you ticking off the ones you've seen, Jane? Ooh. I think that might be a hoverfly that's trying to look like a bee.
Yes, because I can see its wings.
Yeah, its wings are different, aren't they? And its eyes are different as well. There are lots and lots of hoverflies that look like bees, which makes it a bit confusing. So, Jane, are you ticking off what you've seen?
No,
I am.
I'm going to copy you, Esther. So we've seen the white-tailed bumblebee.
Yeah, the male one. We've seen the wool carder bee.
Male.
That was the very territorial one. So we saw the male one of that. And we've seen others that aren't on the list, like the buff-tailed bumblebee and the red... I think we saw a red-tailed as well. So we need to find some more that are on the list.
Oh, my word. Look at those spears. Those flowers.
Aren't they beautiful?
Oh, wow. They're amazing.
What are they?
Oh, I can see some bees on them. I wonder...
Oh, let's go and have a look.
I don't think Jenny would mind if we went down. If we go down carefully down this path, we can see...
You know everybody, Esther. Do you know everybody?
Of course I do. Oh. Richard, do you mind if we come onto your plot and have a look at the flowers?
Carry on.
Oh, look, there's a bee on.
Yeah, straight away.
So we're on Jenny and Richard's plot, and Jenny grows all these fabulous flowers. I mean, they're absolutely out of this world. And these is... what do you think this flower
is? Well, I think it's some kind of Echium, which is... they come from, like, the Canary Islands. You can see they look quite tropical, don't they?
They do.
And you get these amazing spears of... of flowers.
We found it.
Gosh, no, but they smell like pineapple or something, don't they?
Oh, yes, so they do.
Yeah,
I like pineapple.
Oh,
tropical.
My word, they're so tropical.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
Oh, tropical. Oh.
And they're all bee magnets.
So what
is that, the white-tailed?
I think we've got the white-tailed bumblebee again.
Oh, these are fabulous, aren't they?
Yeah, white-tailed. Ooh. Saying, get away, we like them. We don't want you around.
Thanks, yes. Richard.
I can't grow those ones.
Thank you, Richard.
We'll go this way.
Oh, where are we going?
Which way to Lynn's, do you think?
It is like a safari, isn't it?
It really is.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we're going down to Lynn's.
Oh, these thistles, when they're out. These are amazing.
So why do the bees love thistles so much, Alison?
I think it's because they just give off so much nectar. Studies show that the marsh thistle is probably the favourite food of lots of different types of bees. So when that's out, come and have a look and see if you can see all these different bees on them.
Yeah, because it's spiky, you wouldn't think that they'd like a thistle.
But if you look at the flower again. The flower's just beautiful.
Beautiful. It is gorgeous.
Do you think when they wake up in the morning they say, come on, let's get out on those thistles?
Say thistle again.
Thistle.
Thistle.
There's every bee friendly flower on this
what
allotment.
Oh, we're finally at Lynn's, are we? Great. Nice. Oh, and she's got, look, some oregano. So lovely. Herbs are brilliant for bees.
Oregano.
Yeah, or marjoram. Mm-hmm. Do you grow that on yours, Esther?
Yeah, I do actually, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, there's some clover over there as well. They love that, don't
they? Oh, yeah, you can see a bee.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I think that's a big bumble again.
I can see a big white-tailed bumble.
I think it's like the elephant. The elephant bee.
The big bumble.
Have you... look at all the dragonflies. Oh, yeah, they're lovely.
They're damselflies, aren't they?
Why's she got that bit of plastic there?
That's so bees can land on it and get a drink.
Is it?
Yeah, because bees need to drink, but they can't swim. Yeah, so again, look, she's got this here, which is like she's got
a little
metal plate with stones in, so the bees can land on the stones and then have a drink.
Oh, fantastic. That's more attractive than the corrugated plastic.
That reminds me, because when I was little, I used to love to get like stones in a bowl and sort of make like a stone soup. I didn't like cook it, but I just used to like stirring it. Did you ever do things like that?
Sort of.
Do you think Rumpel had that for his tea?
I used to play in the woods and pick things up, you know, make home. And then one time I picked up what I thought was a stick and it was a dog poo.
Oh, dear.
And that put me off things like that then after that.
I think I just spotted a scissor bee.
Probably.
Oh, that teeny tiny one.
No, that's not a scissor bee.
It is.
It's black. Tiny little black thing.
It's a small scissor bee.
It's like a flying ant.
Yeah, you wouldn't know if, you know, initially.
Really?
Yeah. Look, if you look at the picture, you can see it looks a bit like an ant, doesn't it?
And this one is that a white-tailed again? No, it's not, is it?
They tend to get a bit faded at this time of year because they've been flying for quite a few weeks now.
That's got a bit of a white tail.
Might be a faded buff-tailed, I think.
Faded.
But the scissor one, that's great.
Yeah, well done, Essie.
So these are hardy geraniums.
Yes, I've got those in my garden. So
they're the easiest thing to grow.
I'm going to look at those. Look, gosh, they're tiny. I would have thought they were flies.
I know, that's what I thought when I first saw them.
I've got a hangover, but I'm still on the flowers, collecting nectar, love it.
I like it how they just go from one to the other.
Me. The scissor bee is a tiny little black bee, so most people would think it was a fly. But we have lots of tiny little black bees. On this chart, we've got the furrow bee, which is tiny little black bee, the common yellow-faced bee, which is black apart from a little bit of yellow on its face, and the blue mason bee, which is kind of black with a bit of a blue sheen. So there's just lots of black bees that people just don't know about because everyone thinks bees are stripy, don't they?
Yeah.
So do you think the blue mason bee is going to be as tiny as the scissor?
No. So the blue mason bee is more like the size of a honeybee.
Right. Oh, right. Okay.
Yes. And if you remember the red mason bees that were out at the beginning of the year that use the bee hotels, so it's similar in size to that, which is similar. But the difference between the mason bees and the honey bees is that they don't make honey and they live alone, but also they collect the pollen on their stomach rather than on their hind legs. So you often see them with...
So they haven't got a shopping basket.
They haven't got a shopping basket, no. So small scissor bees are solitary bees, like the majority of bees in the world, and in the UK we've got 270 species of bees, and only one is the honeybee, 24 are bumblebees, and the rest are these solitary bees, so they live alone.
Gosh, then the honeybee gets so much attention.
I know.
And the others get nothing. That's because they're producing something that we want.
Yes, and we've had centuries and centuries of living with the honeybee and using its products, haven't we? Its wax and its honey. And managing it in a hive, because we look after the honeybees, don't we?
Yeah.
And people didn't realise that all these wild bees, the solitary bees and the bumblebees, were doing all this pollination for free.
Oh, look, there's a honeybee on the asparagus flower.
Wow, I've never seen asparagus flowers before.
Look, there's the old asparagus.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you can enjoy the asparagus and then you have to let them grow and seed. And then next year you'll get more asparagus. So in the meantime, you get asparagus honey, I guess. Mm. I wonder what it tastes like.
Asparagus.
I wonder if it makes your wee stink. Mm.
I've never ever heard of asparagus honey.
Neither have I.
I think they'd have to have, you know, fields and fields of asparagus, wouldn't they, to make it?
Oh, there's one there.
They must do in Lincoln.
Has it got pollen on it? Red pollen?
Yeah, it's got that orangey red pollen that we saw before.
Mm.
So maybe it's from the asparagus.
Yeah, it could
be. What's that one? There, that other one. It's got a funny colour. It's red.
Oh, maybe it's the red tail.
I think that is. Maybe, or is it just pollen on it?
I think maybe.
Oh, it's got pollen on it.
Is it not the red-tailed bumblebee male?
No, because it's pollen is that, I think, that it's holding.
Yeah, it must be a female then.
There's one
it's
of my
collecting
honeybees.
Pollen.
It's the one that tried to sting me on the ankle yesterday. I got stung twice yesterday on the ankle.
Ooh, that's horrible, getting stung on the ankle. The great thing about the solitary bees and the bumbles is they don't really sting.
Yeah.
You've got to be very unlucky. You've got to sit on a bumblebee for it to sting you, really.
I'd like you to see this one, because it's long, the one that's got... Oh, there's another one there. So it's a long one. Looks a bit like a wasp.
I think that's a honeybee.
It's a honeybee, but it's massive.
Oh, for goodness sake, Jane.
No, that's definitely a honeybee.
What, you didn't know how to identify a honeybee?
Oh, it's massive, is that one?
Look.
It's like a wasp.
You're on series four now. You know what, Jane? It's okay you're getting things wrong, but it doesn't look good on me, because I've been trying to teach you all this, and you're not picking it up.
Well, it does look big. I'm not having it, Bess. It looks too big. Yeah, but I'm thinking about cake now.
Well, should we head back to my plot then?
Yes,
got please. You and Alison some very nice raspberry cake.
Is this your book, Alison?
Yes, I brought you a present, Jane.
Oh, thank you so much.
So I know you're a little bit disappointed that we didn't see more bees, but there's lots of information about all the different bees in the book.
Oh, brilliant, thank you. It's called The Good Bee, and it's a celebration of bees and how to save them by Alison Benjamin and Brian McCallum.
Right, so I've made a little raspberry cake.
Ooh, look at this.
My knife today is going to be out the shed, and so if the robins have had anything to do with it, it might need a bit of a wash. But I've had these robins nesting on the in the shed, as you know. And I told you they've messed on everything, so they're right little messy. They're right little messy boggers.
Robins.
Honestly. Oh, we like robins.
They go in there tweeting away, making a mess, and I don't know what to do with them. I really don't.
Thank you.
I hope you don't get these. I hope you don't get the raspberry seeds in your teeth, Jane.
Thank you. I'm not
keen on that. Oh, so good. Really good essay. Oh,
God. So, Alison, were you happy with what we saw today?
I was a little bit disappointed we didn't see more. But we were walking around quite quickly, and one of the things you really need to do if you're bee spotting is you need to just take time. You need to just be still and stand and just watch the bees come to the flowers.
We could repost your photo, and we could get our listeners to like do a bit of interactive bee safari work themselves and see what they can spot and let us know.
Because if you just sit in your garden like for half an hour on a sunny day, and just let the bees come, then you'll probably see quite a few of these bees. They're probably around. We just didn't see them.
But if they weren't on the flowers, what were they doing?
They're probably at home.
What doing?
Well, some of them be laying their eggs. They would have collected the pollen, those solitary bees, and they'll be taking it back to the nest. And they'll be leaving it by the little egg. They'll be what they call provisioning the nest with pollen.
Yeah.
So, you know, that takes a bit of time because their nest might not be so close. You know, like a bee hotel, they might be nesting in. They're a blue mason bee or a leaf cutter bee. And or they might be nesting in a bit of old bare soil or a bit of old mortar, like in an old building somewhere. So they have to fly away. So it all takes time. And some of them might just be having a rest. They might have been out since early morning. And some of the flowers only give nectar out in the morning. And some only give it out in the afternoon. So different flowers do different things.
Hello. Oh, hello, Bruno. We hope you don't mind, but we've just done a bee safari on your plot.
Did you find any bees?
We saw loads, Your plot's looking amazing.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, your plot.
Off and
We saw so many, and it was really good. And we even saw a honeybee. It was going, made a little hole in the foxglove and was taking a shortcut into the foxglove. So we saw that.
Cunning little bees, aren't
they?
We didn't destroy too many flowers, did we?
I did. That's my job. Falling over backwards. Stomping on the whole.
It was really good, so thank you.
Yes.
Do you want a bit of cake?
No, really, I think too early for
me. Okay.
Potter about, see you later.
See you later.
So the other thing that's amazing is how many of these bees that you see at this time of year are tiny little black bees. But what they all have in common, whatever their shape or size, is that they're all designed to pollinate. So they all pollinate. They only collect nectar and pollen from the plants, unlike other insects that feed on other things. And when they're collecting the nectar and the pollen, they're moving the pollen around from one flower to the other. So they're perfectly designed. They've been doing this for millions of years. They've co-evolved with the flowers. And the flowers actually look different to the bees. The bees see them in different colours. They see more on the purples and the blues on the ultraviolet spectrum than we do, and often the flowers have got arrows and the arrows are pointing to exactly to where the nectar and the pollen is.
Amazing.
So the bees can't miss them. So it's quite amazing, isn't it, because we've got 270 types of bees. Only one of those is the honeybee in the UK, and 24 are bumblebees, and the rest are all these solitary bees that most people wouldn't even see because they think they were black little flowers.
Well, like we did today with the scissor bees.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed today.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah,
very much so.
I hope you found it fun as well as educational.
Yeah, fascinating though, because it's you know, it's encouraged, well, certainly encouraged me to go and look in my garden, like I say, stand and be patient. And, you know, these, like you say, these tiny little things that one might have thought was a flying ant is actually a bee.
What really struck me, Esther, was how many flowers there are on this allotment. Because when I think of an allotment, I think of people growing fruits and vegetables. And, OK, you know, you've got flowering trees in the spring, but I don't really think of being all these hundreds of different types of flowers. It's just so beautiful and so colourful and so bee-friendly.
It just shows you that lots of people do really care about bees, and I think the more people that can think about the small things on the planet, you know, the better, and the world's got a better chance.
Hear, hear.
And because I heard that, you know, with honeybees, there's a queen. They have a queen honeybees. Is that right?
What?
I thought I'd throw that in. I love the reaction on your face. It was so slow. What?
I know you're pulling my leg on that one, Jane. Well, you better be.
Thank you, Alison,
thanks,
for the bee safari.
Well, thank you for inviting me onto the allotment and showing you the bees. It's been fabulous.
Really, really nice.
Really enjoyed it.
And it's always nice to see Bumble Skilt Skin. My dear old friend, Jane.
Oh,
I love you.
I love you, Esther. And I'll call you up whenever I'm feeling down.
Queen Bees is written and created by Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks. It is produced by Claire Broughton, Andy Goddard and John Wakefield. And partly recorded at the Hives on my allotment near Crouch End in London. Our title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy Mae Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Queen Bees Pod for pictures and videos from the Hives. Queen Bees is a Hattrick podcast.
It feels so good just to have you around.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.